And then, did y'all notice that Brother and Sister Fisher are here? We're glad they're here. Of course, their honeymoon hasn't officially started yet, so they just felt like they ought to come to church first. That's probably not really exactly the way it is, but sounds good, don't it? Anyway, if you ever want to get a better story than that, ask them. All right. Before we start service, and maybe when some of the latecomers come in, Brother and Sister Green from Wichita, I talked to them both today, and they asked me to announce that they are in need of workers in the dining room for the youth meeting in Wichita. So they said if you could find out if anybody is willing to work in the dining room and help out, let us know so we can, you know, put their name in the roster or on the roster, so, or on the schedule. So if any of you are able to do that, well, let me know, and I told them I would get back with them tomorrow and let them know. So, and the dates of the Wichita meeting, is it July 25th, 6th, and 7th? Is that right? All right. So, if we can get you to help us out on that, well, that would be, I know, a blessing to them. Wichita's always been a great blessing to us and supported our. They always have a busload of people here for our fellowship meeting, and they always give a really nice offering, and you know they're a great support to the Little Rock Church. So we want to be a support to them. All right, let's have a band number here and see what the Lord has. We got a need for someone. It wouldn't necessarily have to be just one brother, but it could be more than one that we could share it. But after our services, we really need someone to lock the church up, to be responsible to lock the church up and make sure. If you didn't know how to do it, we need to show you to make sure all the air conditioners are off and all the lights are off and that the doors are locked and the alarm set. So if there's anyone that would like to volunteer to do that, will come see me and talk to me about it. It does entail, you know, being the last person out, which sometimes is... You almost have to kind of run people out. Yeah, but you have to do it without offending them. It's a secret how to do it. You just have to learn how. Brother Fred can tell you, he's done it before. And I've done it. Yeah, I kind of blink, you know, flip the switch, lights on and off a couple times. And if it don't work, I just turn them out and leave them out. but Sister Joyce has really helped out with that a lot, more than her share, for sure. And then I've done it a lot, too. But sometimes I'm tied up with people, and sometimes I'm even trying to entertain guests, and so sometimes it's difficult. And so, you know, like I said, it wouldn't have to be one person. You know, if you're always one of the last people leaving, well, you might just want to do that. But if not, well, there may be someone that would rotate it with you. We can, you know, we could work it out to, but I just thought I'd announce it first and let you know there's a need. There may be somebody that just say, I'd like to do that, or, you know, or someone will, you know, share it with you, or you'll do it part of the time. Anyway, I just thought I'd make that need known to you and let me know if you can help us out.
Warm family, just a feeling at home. with His Spirit, camping right close to the throne, just a feeling at home, feeling at home. You could have told me I'd find what I found, contentment at peace from above, feeling at home in the presence of Jesus, laying way back in His love. Of His Spirit, camping right close to the throne, just a feeling at home, feeling at home, feeling at home in the presence of Jesus, hearing Him call me His own, just a feeling at home, feeling at home. Yeah.
Going north, 67, okay.
Friday morning at 10 in Augusta. I guess at the Rhodes and Sons funeral. So let's pray for Sister Thompson and her family. This is her mama. You know, mama's, you only have one. Improving, seems like. What else do we need to pray for, Sister Bryant? Yes, Brother Albert Adams in Benton Harbor went in the hospital this week, and I haven't got a report since he went in. Mm-hmm. I'll repeat it. His white blood count had dropped. I can't remember what disease it is he has. Hairy cell leukemia. It's pretty rare, and it's really not curable, but it's treatable to an extent. Yeah, well, they've offered him that before, and he's refused it. He wanted to go the natural route. But anyway, his white blood cell count had dropped real low, and they've got him in the hospital and given him antibiotics. And his fever did break this morning, they said. And so he's improving. Thank the Lord for that. But let's keep him in our prayers. And then let's keep remembering Sister Jean, Angelo, what was her name? Janie, Angelo. And, of course, that Brother Angelo's, her and her children, that family, and Tyler, and also Brother Lionel Joseph's family. Let's keep praying for them, that God would comfort them and help them during this time. And the church there in Deramas, in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. That's the mother church of the work, and it's, you know, it's suffering right now. So we want to keep that in our prayers. Anything else we want to mention? Who? Oh, the Goldens, yes, they're on vacation. I forgot to mention that. Thank you.
So, I don't know what, you know, she was impressed and felt impressed to call me, and I really appreciate her. I think she's got a good attitude, because she goes, I don't say God told me to call you. People use that too much. And I appreciated that. She said, I said, you felt an impression? She said, yes, I can say that. I just felt something in my spirit felt to call you. And she started telling me some things that...
Give him a mic. I can't repeat all this. Hand him a microphone.
Well, I just want y'all to pray for her. How about that?
Okay. I'm sorry. I knew I was going to run out. I'm not sure everybody could hear him. Anyone could not hear him? Everybody heard him? Okay. They picked up on him. Okay. All right. Well, she's supposed to be with us Sunday, he's saying. So, Sister Harden, she's come quite a bit, and she always seems to contact Brother Michael Smith before she comes and visits us, and has somewhat of a feeling and for him and for our church. So uh, Yeah, so let's just keep that in mind and keep welcoming her and helping her out. Sister Cindy. Smith family in from the Fort Worth Church. All right, remember that. Am I missing anything? Ray and Susan Weaver, all right. Sister Chelsea. Yes. All right, yes, Brother Kennedy fell. We had heard about that and mentioned him Sunday, but let's keep him in our prayers because, he could have really hurt himself. Yes, Sister Durham. All right, good. Praise God. Her sister Helen had her first chemo treatment today, and she's encouraged. So let's keep her in our prayers. Yes. 82 miles from here to Augusta. So I don't know if anybody, is planning on it or could make it, but I know, that the family would appreciate our prayers. All right, let's stand and ask God to help us. Brother Painter, I'm sorry. Okay, yes, let's pray for the Louisville youth meeting, and also then in a couple of weeks we've got the Wichita meeting. I know they're praying about their meeting. We need to help them. Brother Stewart. Yes, 10 a.m. Friday morning. Mm-hmm. Visitation 6 to 8 tomorrow night. I mentioned those times, but it's at the Rhodes and Sons Funeral Home in Augusta. 6 to 8, visitation tomorrow and a funeral Friday morning at 10. All right, praise God. Dear Savior, help us, Lord, with these needs. Oh, God, you're our shield and buckler and our help in the present trouble. Oh God, precious Lord, we ask you to meet these needs. Comfort the hearts of these with lost loved ones, Lord. Sister Thompson and her family, Mr. Janie Angelo and her children and that family, Lord. A Tyler Church, Brother Lionel Joseph's wife and children, their family, and the church in Port-au-Prince, Lord. God, help us. Lord, help this body. We're a needy people, Lord. We need your strength and your help. Oh, God, meet these needs that were mentioned here, Lord, here tonight. Touch Brother Albert Adams. Touch his body in this sickness. God, I know you're able to heal him and raise him up, oh, God. Help him, oh Lord Jesus. These many needs, Lord, be with the Golden family this week. Precious Lord, precious Lord, the Smith family from Fort Worth. God, touch them, their time of loss, Lord. Sister June Harden, God, touch her heart. Direct her, help her, oh God. Reach in and touch her life, oh God. Work your will in her life, Jesus. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Precious Lord, precious Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Precious Jesus, precious Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Sister Durham's sister, Lord, keep touching her. Help her and encourage her, Lord. Work your will in her life, Jesus. Brother Kennedy, touch his body, oh God, and help him, Lord, from this fall that he has had. Amen, amen, amen. All right, well, you can sit down. maybe if the ushers would come, we could go ahead and receive the offering this evening. I will give you a report. Of course, I sometimes get aggravated that I'd like to also ask you to be praying for Joel. Joel is marrying a young lady by the name of Sody Bear. Now, that's a name, isn't it? Sody Bear. And she is Sister Lucci. Sister Lucci. Sister Inez, straighten up. He's married. She is Sister Lucci's daughter. Sody Bear is. But she doesn't have the Holy Ghost yet, and but they've been. You know, she's had him caught for quite a while, but they're holding off for her to receive the Holy Ghost. But they're in New York. She is a resident of the United States. Her father lives in New York. Sister Lucci, her mother, lives in Dominican, which is in Brother Green's assembly, Emilio Green's assembly. I'd like for you to pray with me. I'm considering bringing them here. They're going to a Haitian church in New York, and she can't speak Creole. She don't know what's going on. I don't know if she's going to get the Holy Ghost like that. I told him, you bring her to Little Rock, she'll get the Holy Ghost. I said, we'll see to it. If she can get it, she'll get it. If she wants it, she'll get it. So pray with me about bringing Brother Joel and her here. They're putting some pressure on them to go ahead and get married there, but I don't want to prove it. It'll set too great a precedent in the Dominican Republic, and plus, I don't feel like it's biblical. So I would like for you to be praying with me about that. Just put it on your prayer list, please. Then Sister Jennifer, Brother Elias' daughter, has got she's got something wrong with her eyes, and it's going to cost $1,550 for her to have the treatment. She's too young. They will not do a lens in, where's Sister Joanne? It's a lens transplant. She's not a cornea transplant. She's too young. They tell her she's too young to have that done. I guess you've got to be a certain age for some reason. But anyway, they're saying laser surgery is, they're finding out, if I've got this right, you can just take it from my stating, it's what I've heard. But I'm hearing that laser surgery, that there's several surgeons stopping doing it because they're finding out that it actually damages the eyes to a point that's not reversible after it's been done. Have you heard that, Brother Zach, about laser surgery? That has Dr. Barry stopped doing it? He hasn't? He's still doing it? I heard from another doctor that he's considering stopping doing it because I had an ophthalmologist tell me that they're finding out that laser surgery is damaging the eyes. Like, it has to be done again like in 10 years. And they're telling her that in the Dominican Republic, that they don't. But this won't fix her eyes altogether. What's wrong with her eyes? They can do a treatment that, anyway, she's going to have this treatment done. And anyway, Of course, they're wanting help on it, I know. But anyway, if we could get a song and receive the offering, a missionary offering this evening, well, there's always needs over there, and we just have to, there's no way of meeting all of them. We just have to try to get the best we can the mind of the Lord of what to do about it, which ones to try to help. Oh, we can get a song for the offering. Some of us didn't get to go to Brother Phil and Sister Chelsea's wedding, and then we want to welcome Sister Chelsea to the Little Rock Assembly. So we're going to go downstairs and have a little reception for them, so everybody can have a little time to talk with them and welcome Sister Chelsea. And I'm not trying to set a precedent for every wedding, but Brother Phil is one of the elders in this church, and I feel like we can at least honor our elders, and he's been faithful, and I think he's worthy of some recognition, and we wasn't sure he'd ever find a good woman like Sister Chelsea, so. We're so happy about it. We want to celebrate with you. So let's go downstairs. They've got some finger food ready and some things ready, Brother Phil. I'd like to honor y'all and congratulate you tonight. So we're going to cut the service short just for y'all.